Update of the avalanche report for Friday, the 3rd of January 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Avalanches can in very isolated cases be released in the old snowpack. These are rather small but can be released even by a single winter sport participant. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. In particular northwest, north and east-facing slopes are unfavorable. In high alpine regions, the avalanche-prone locations are to be found in all aspects. As a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong northwesterly wind, clearly visible wind slabs will form. The avalanches are rather small but in some cases easily released. And now the snowpack. 5 to 10 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. Shady slopes. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack. The snowpack will be prone to triggering in some places, in particular on northwest, north and east-facing slopes at high altitude, as well as in all aspects in high alpine regions. Hard wind slabs are lying on soft layers at elevated altitudes. Steep sunny slopes, the snowpack consists of faceted crystals and its surface has a melt-freeze crust that is strong in many cases. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Saturday, the 4th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.